Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Well, and very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. It is, of course, Thursday, May 31st, 2007, and let's see. Yeah, midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Amazing how fast it flies by. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443. Our guest is, of course, Vicki Swanson from Howard Creek Resort, the website howardcreek.com. Vicki, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you again for hanging on, of course. I just wanted to highlight some things. Of course, we mentioned, and then certainly in the commercial it's been mentioned as well, but there's really, because of the lake there and everything else, there's such a wide assortment of activities, and here we've got really phenomenal weather as of late. Obviously, a little bit of rain, but it hasn't been too hot. It's been really nice. Hasn't been too humid. Certainly hasn't been too stormy. I mean, if we've had some rain, It's been relatively calm, but it's really a perfect place for people to go and spend time with their families, because you have such a large amount of space with that dock that you said can hold everybody at the whole resort all at the same time. So
It's
pretty sizable. That's fantastic.
And then we have the swimming area right there, too.
Yes, and a swimming dock, and you have a children's playground, and you certainly have your barbecue grills, picnic tables. Each of the cabins is completely stocked with all the amenities, I guess, of home. I assume air conditioning and heat and all that jazz. So fantastic. And then, obviously, with the lake there, fishing, I guess you could do water skiing, scuba diving, any number of things. There are caves nearby. You can go hiking. There's horseback riding, shopping, obviously. And Branson has any number of things to do there, including amusement parks and whatnot. I love visiting the caves in Arkansas. It's just beautiful. And there's a ton of different options. It's a perfect place to spend time with people you care about. Now, if you don't like your family, maybe you should leave them at home and go by yourself to Howard Creek Resort. But if you do, if you're like me and you do like spending time with your family, I think it's certainly an ideal location any time of the year, of course. And Vicki, you said you still got some space available for June, which is a wonderful opportunity for people. And also 4th of July, which falls on a Wednesday this year. But if you get some time off, folks, make that trip on out there. I think it's going to be well worth your time. You'll enjoy every bit of it. And certainly, like I said, this time of year is beautiful in Arkansas. Not too hot at all, so it's really just perfect. You said the lake gets up to about 80 degrees?
By the end of June, by Father's Day, it is 80 degrees.
That's right. Father's Day is, when is that, like the
17th.
The 17th. Wow, that's coming quick then.
And around here, the whole weekend is about the river and trout fishing.
Nice.
For Father's Day.
Yeah, well, what dad doesn't like doing that stuff?
Yeah, they got a trout fishing tournament for father and children.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's free.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go, folks. Make your plans now. Vicki, thank you guys so much for all that you do for us here on the show and, for everything you do for us here at the network. I will be contacting you, and like I said when I was talking to Paul the other day, we need to brainstorm and do some activities, do some get-togethers out there, whatever, do something. And I mentioned to Paul, you know, maybe we get some live music out there, do something like that. That might be kind of fun. And when I come out there, I'm going to bring you guys all kinds of stuff, some books and DVDs and things like that. Keep you entertained.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Call anytime. Let us know what's going on, and let us know if there's anything special people need to be plugged into as far as happenings in the area. It does kind of get very, very busy in some of those areas. Like I said, Branson is pretty much nonstop for the most part. But it's just an exciting place, beautiful area, peace and quiet if you like that, and if you prefer the social activities, plenty of those available as well. So, Vicki, keep doing what you're doing, and thank you so much for your time this evening.
Well, thank you.
All right, folks, Howard Creek Resort, Vicki, of course, and Paul out there, our sponsors for the previous hour. Stay with us. We'll be back in three with our next guest.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Wednesday night. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, although it is Thursday here in the Central Time Zone. Very excited to introduce our next guest. Of course, he is one of the authors of the book, Tress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. Now, obviously, this is something that most of you maybe have heard about if you listen to the show on a regular basis. Of course, the guest tonight was suggested to me by a caller. And I told you guys that if I can, I will certainly jump through hoops to put on the people that you want to hear more information from. And if you've listened to the show extensively, you know that certainly when it comes to health-related topics, this is something that I've been very, very passionate about for a long time. It took a couple of miserable experiences with doctors and whatnot before I said, that's it. You know, I used to just say, hey, this is your area of expertise. Certainly you know what's going on. You know everything we need to know. But as I started delving into it, I started discovering many, many things, such as the suppression of various bits of information. And I think our guest would probably concur with that, given that his information is not out there, everywhere where everyone can see and hear it for themselves. He and his wife both have gone through a lot to try to get this information out there, and they have been doing so for a long, long time. And it's the least I can do to give them time here on the show to talk about this amazing research. You can go to the website and check it out for yourself at www.selfstudycenter.org. Please welcome one of the authors of the book, Dressed to Kill, Sid Singer. Welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
It's a real honor for me, my friend. Thank you for making time for us tonight. Now, you are in Hawaii.
Yes, I am. And in fact, if I don't know how it comes in over my cell phone, but I'm in a very remote part of the Big Island of Hawaii on a frog sanctuary and nature preserve.
Nice.
In the background, there's the high chirping of Koki frogs, and then there's the lower different type of sound of the toads, the bufo king. That's sort of our ambiance right now, very tropical.
That's nice. That's very nice. And a beautiful location, certainly, to do amazing research and to be passionate about the things you care about. Now, obviously, somebody would look at Hawaii and say, well, there's a good place for healing and for learning and things like that. And you guys, you and your wife, have both been obviously big travelers. You've gone around and whatnot. Tell us a little bit about your background, if you would, please.
Oh, sure. Well, I have extensive training in biochemistry and anthropology, and then I also attended medical school, and I never really fit in any box. Mm-hmm. None of them seemed to give the answer to what I was looking for, which is how to prevent disease, what's causing the things that are making us sick. And Soma, my wife, and I, she has training in environmental studies, and she used to be an optician. And the two of us, when we got together, we decided that we wanted to start a new way of looking at healthcare and taking care of oneself. Because you hear about, from the World Health Organization, how about 70% of our deaths and diseases are due to lifestyle, the way we're living. So essentially our culture is making us sick. And what we try to do is uncover the cultural problems that are getting in the way of our bodies functioning properly. Because our basic assumption is that the human body was designed to work well. We are amazingly powerful creatures when it comes to healing and taking care of our own health. If you leave the body alone and you give it what it needs, nourishment and support and certain other things that we need, then your body really knows what to do, and you stay healthy. And if you get sick, you get better. But the thing is, when we do live in lifestyles that go against that natural design, what ends up happening is we get sick because we're not allowing our bodies to do what they are supposed to do. So we try to find these cultural lifestyles, these behaviors and attitudes that we all learn in our cultures through history. They always are an innovation on a natural theme. And whatever the innovation is, we can look at other cultures and see really stupid things that they did. Like, for example, the Chinese used to bind feet for fashion. And they did this for centuries. And women would be completely disabled. And it was considered really nice and chic to do that. They would actually have their toes digest off. I mean, they would just wither away.
Wow.
And it would be rotten, and the men really enjoyed that. They would
nothing sexier than rotty feet.
Oh yeah, well, people, I'll tell you. I mean, they used to go into the men would. They did this because they didn't trust their wives. They wanted to make sure they couldn't go anywhere.
They would
change their wrappings and so forth. There was a real culture around this for centuries, and that's obviously going to destroy your feet. And you see the connection, but we look at that and we think how ridiculous. Yet people do those types of things. I mean, other cultures will, for fashion, might bind the head to make the head shaped a certain way. And they do that in some African tribes where they like elongated heads. And, I have other interesting stories because we do that in this culture, too, in a different context. But anyway, the list goes on about how our culture, most people, when they think lifestyle, they think of diet and exercise.
Yes.
And that's all they think is lifestyle. And they think, okay, if I eat well, take vitamins or some supplements, and I work out at the gym, I should be fine. Well, it's a lot more than that. I mean, even just looking at diet, it's not just the food you think you're putting in your mouth. It's a lot of other things, like, for example, what's in that food concerning things like pesticides and herbicides and fungicides and other toxins that the food is raised with, grown with, is modified, how is it prepared, when do you eat, in what context, are you stressed out on the run, or do you take your time to eat, do you eat out of habit or because you're really hungry? I mean, so there's a lot of variables just with diet. And then is the food wrapped in plastic, which is going to leach chemicals onto your food? You know, so that goes on and on. And then you can look at exercise and exercise. A lot of people think they should be able to do any exercise that's out there, but that's not true. I mean, some are not good for your body, depending on your body type and your health. People don't necessarily want, you know, is it right for everyone to have a high-energy game of racquetball because that's an exercise? It might not be right for everyone. And, you know, choosing what does the exercise do to your life? Do you need a high-stress competitive one or swimming? Anyway, if there's a lot of things that are involved in our lifestyle, the way we work and play. What kind of job do you have? Does it make you sit behind a desk or behind a car? Or do you get a lot of exercise and high stress or not? Is it isolated or with other people? Do you use certain parts of your body repetitively that can create problems? That's another aspect of it. Should I give some more examples?
I've got obviously some certain things that I wanted to bring up specifically about that, because I think that what you're mentioning here is just a new way of looking at things. And like you said, for example, diet and all those things, plus other things as well, things I didn't even think about. And you list all that in your book, most specifically in conjunction with your research model, based on all of the information that you're talking about here in the book. But the premise of the book, we should probably talk about, for those who don't know, the link between breast cancer and bras. That's the whole thing that the book talks about. And again, substantial amounts of research. I mean, you guys have really done your homework and approached this thing from so many different angles. But let's talk a little bit about why you were interested in this. Your wife had found a suspicious lump in her breast that led you to sort of begin researching breast cancer.
Right.
And that's kind of how it all started, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, what happened was we were in Fiji working on a completely different project, and Soma was pregnant. This is now I'm talking about 17 years ago, almost. She was pregnant at the time, and it was an interesting experience. We were on this very remote island in Fiji where the brassiere is virtually unheard of in some of these places. They just don't know about them at all. And there was this young teenage girl who saw Soma hang out some bras on the line, and after watching them, and the girl went over and asked, "What is this?" And it was like a really strange question for a Westerner who grows up thinking the bra is this necessary aspect of life.
Sure, it's a rite of passage.
Absolutely. So she said to this girl, "Well, it's called a bra." And the girl looked at it and was feeling at it, and she said, "What do you do with it?" And, you know, as well, you put it on your breast to shape them. And it sort of started seeming a little silly to someone to explain that, but that's sort of what you do. Mm-hmm. And then the girl said, "Well, isn't it tight?" And Soma thought about it and said, "Yeah, I suppose it is, but, you know, you get used to it." And that was a very important experience, because a week later, Soma discovered this lump in her breast, and it scared the heck out of us. We sort of dropped everything we did and flew back to California, where we lived at the time, trying to figure out what to do. You know, it's not like something we wanted to take lightly. Mm-hmm. And we, after this long trip on the airplane from Fiji, and arriving in California, and she had been wearing her bra as usual. You know, we went to take a shower, and she took off her bra, and I was looking at her in a way different than ever before. You know, before you don't look at things that critically when there's no issue.
Yes.
But suddenly, when the breast becomes an issue, and you think, why did this happen?
Sid, we have our music playing there in the background, so I have to interrupt you here for a quick commercial break, but I think you're right on point there. You know, you look at health problems, for example, and, you know, breasts, obviously, you don't necessarily look at as being a problem, per se, until they are. And when they are, you start thinking about things a little differently. And we'll pick this up, folks, in 3 minutes. Please stay with us for more Frankly Speaking Radio. Sidney Ross Singer, when we return.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
My friends, glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and a big, big, big bomb being dropped here in the course of the research by our guest. He is one of the authors of the book Dressed to Kill, Sidney Ross Singer. Sid, welcome back, sir, and please continue. When we left off, you were describing, of course, just finding out that your wife, who is pregnant, had a suspicious lump in her breast, and how you guys were feeling about that, I guess.
Yeah, well, we came home, as I said, in a panic, and then when she, after this long flight, and took off her clothes to take a shower, we looked at her breast and noticed something that's been there forever before, but we just never thought of, which is the red marks and indentations that women get from their bra. And I suddenly thought that this might be a clue. The conversation that a week earlier Soma had with that girl in Fiji wondering, isn't the bra tight, made me think about tightness. And, you know, the first thing that gets cut down, constricted, is the lymphatic system. That's something that a lot of people didn't talk about much before our book came out. I think a lot more people know now about the lymphatic system, which is actually the circulatory pathway of your immune system. Mm-hmm. And it consists of tiny vessels that are microscopic. They start in the tissue, and they drain fluid from the tissue. The bloodstream delivers fluid through capillaries under pressure, and that oozes into the tissues, and the cells are really bathing in a fluid. And that fluid, which is lymph fluid, gets transported out of the tissues, flushing and cleaning the tissues, and taking away debris and bacteria, cancer mm-hmm. cells, whatever that's in the tissue, and toxins. And it takes them to the lymph nodes where they get filtered, and then ultimately goes back into the bloodstream. And that's how your body filters out a lot of things, a lot of large molecules that can't go back into the capillaries and return to the bloodstream that way. They go into the lymphatics. But if you have the slightest compression on your body, it immediately cuts off these little vessels, and you get a backup of this fluid, and that causes pain eventually, and tenderness, and cysts, and the fluid accumulates, leading to also the accumulation of toxins that are supposed to be flushed out. And the toxins, this is the theory I'm giving for why the bra is a problem. It's causing constriction of the lymphatic system within the breast. And since the lymphatic's job is to flush out and cleanse the tissue of toxins, it can't do that job properly. And toxins can accumulate in the breast and can cause cancer. At first, it can cause things like fibrocystic breast disease. And women get rid of their bras, we've discovered they end up, the cysts go away within days to weeks, and they feel so much better. By a month, they are completely different women. And a lot of women, just it's an amazing thing. But I'm running ahead in the story. At this point, we were just looking for clues of what could be the problem. And we thought, look, if the bra was a problem, I mean, clearly anything, if you cut it off and constrict it, it'll damage it. And we know tight underwear causes infertility and testicular cancer in men. Corsets were killing women by squeezing them to the point of kidney disease and liver problems and breathing problems and, you know, anatomical problems. So here's the bra, which is the corset was divided into the girdle and the bra. And the breasts are now being compressed. And I thought, if this is the case, they must have looked at this before. I mean, it seems so obvious that the first thing you want to look at on a disease of the breast is what women are doing to their breasts. Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, why is there suddenly a problem? It can't be genetics. Because genetics is an individual mutation thing. I mean, why are suddenly women all over the world mutating to have breast disease, breast cancer? And it's only, I discovered, first thing I looked at is, what's the worldwide distribution of breast cancer? You know, it's only a problem in cultures where they wear bras, in first world cultures. You go to places where they don't wear bras, and the women have about as much breast cancer as the men, which is extremely low, about 100 times lower than what women have in our culture. Male breast cancer does happen. There are some cases where there are genetic problems, but that's rare. And right now, they don't know what's causing 70% of the breast cancer cases. All the known risk factors that they talk about, like an early menarche, you know, starting your period young, having no children, not nursing, having it in your family, all of those things explain only 30% of the cases at the most. They still don't know what's causing the 70%. And we think, and we noticed, we think it's the bra causing this problem because, you know, that would explain actually a lot of risk factors for breast cancer because, you know, early puberty is a risk factor, like I said, but why, they don't know. I think we know it's because the earlier you have puberty, the first thing you do in these cultures with a bra is just a rite of passage, like you said, Frank, and the girl gets her first bra. And if she gets it when she's 10 or 11, her little body is going to be compressed by this elastic garment that will not allow the breast to develop properly. Like putting, even if you have a tree and you tie a band around the tree, it won't grow properly. You can't have compression on the body because it cuts off circulation. Very, very obvious. And yet we went to the medical literature, a lot of stuff on top, headaches.
I'm sorry, let me jump in here quickly. Another quick commercial break. Amazing how fast time is flying. And folks, we're barely scratching the surface of this incredible book and the research that comprises it. Dress to Kill, it's called The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. Please stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. Of course, this hour is being brought to you by our good friend Grant Hall, author of the book Privacy Crisis. You can read all about it at the website, www.privacycrisis.com. You can purchase the ebook there. Also, you can purchase the hardcover book. Amazon.com, occasionally you can find them used. But at the same time, I don't know how many printings Grant is planning to do, and they are selling quickly. So I would encourage you to get your copy now while you can. Now, if you are not an online purveyor, you can call Borders Bookstore. This one in particular does have them in stock. And that phone number is 702-433-6222. And, of course, reading this book, you can learn all about the proven privacy principles that Grant utilizes himself as well as advises others. And you can learn how to travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, without having to flee the country or do anything illegal. This is all completely legal, legitimate, and it is the secrets that the power elite like to use to keep all their business out of the loop. As one of our callers had said earlier, why isn't the media dig up a lot of things? Well, a lot of it they can't, because they can't find it, and this is why. So perfect reason to protect yourself and everything you care about. Read Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. Pick it up at bookstores near you. Our special guest this evening is the author of a book that's also the subject of some controversy, and it was very, very hard to get a hold of for a while. But we'll talk about that as the show progresses. The book is called Dress to Kill, author Sidney Ross Singer. Welcome back, Sid, and sorry for the interruption, sir. Please continue.
Okay, Frank. Well, you know, I sort of forgot where I was.
Well, in that case, if you don't mind, I'd like to sort of go back to this. Now, your wife had a suspicious lump. Now, did you ever find out if it was cancer? You didn't, did you? Because the procedure to discover that is a biopsy, which I didn't know this from your book, but I didn't know this till I read it in your book, that actually can be a pretty dangerous procedure.
Yes. Biopsies can spread tumors because a tumor, when it grows, it has a capsule around it that sort of contains it. And when you do a biopsy, you got to stab through the capsule to sample the cells inside of it to see if they're cancerous or not. Well, if they are, as you break through the capsule and sample that, you could then withdraw those. As you withdraw the tool, you pull these cancer cells into the surrounding tissues, and it sort of starts to spread. So you actually can make things a lot worse with a biopsy. And we didn't even want to do x-rays. I mean, when you're pregnant, you just want to stay away from all of that. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in if we remove the cause, then the body should be able to get better. And we wanted to know what is the cause. And that's something that medicine just refuses to do. You know, you started this show by saying how you're very suspicious of medical treatment, and I think that's extremely wise. You know, it's a treatment industry. They make money when you're sick, and they make money the less you know about your body and how to take care of it, and the more money they make. And the prevention of the disease is not what a treatment-focused industry wants. They don't want to get you off of drugs and keep you away from surgery. And if it's something that's cost-free and risk-free, like remove your bra or loosen up at least, wear it, you know, less every day, that's not an answer that a doctor wants to give. It also makes the whole medical industry look kind of stupid that they ignored the number one thing. And that's what I think that's where I was. We went to the literature to see, could this be? I mean, it must have been looked at if it was true. And we found all these other things that bra can cause, like headaches. And, you know, these women get, you ever see these really deep grooves in the shoulders that some women have, the bra straps? Well, that groove can cause, that's compression that can lead actually to compression of the nerves going down the arms. And some women will lose their ability to move their hands, and they'll start getting tingling and numbness in their fingers from compression of the bra. That's already documented. It causes breathing problems. And it causes pigmentation problems with the skin and irritations from the chemicals in the bra. And then also the bra has all the detergents and stuff the women wash them in that stay in the bra. I mean, that's another issue I have against clothing. A clothing problem is that the detergents and fabric softeners have these really bad chemicals in them that stay in the clothing. If they smell like the detergent, then they're not clean. They shouldn't smell like anything. And you're then taking these chemicals and putting them right next to your body to mix with your sweat. I mean, that's toxic, and you don't necessarily want that. And then you think about what the bra could be doing, which, as I said, is preventing the proper cleansing of the breast tissue fluid, because the lymphatic system, which does that flushing, is impinged by the pressure of the bra. And, you know, the bra is designed to change breast shape, and it does it by applying constant pressure. It's an elastic garment. Whenever you put any elastic around your body, it compresses this lymphatic network of vessels that flush and drain the tissues of these toxins. So essentially, we're polluting our bodies with the air, food, and water that's contaminated with all sorts of chemicals in our petrochemically polluted world, from plastics to every chemical in your kitchen to things in your rug and in your this goes on and on. These go throughout your body, and you got to flush it out. You got to cleanse out these toxins. And if you constrict any part of your anatomy with a garment, like a bra does to the breast, you end up concentrating those toxins in that tissue because it can't get flushed out. Delivered by the bloodstream, but it isn't flushed out by the lymphatics because of the compression. If it was enough of a compression like a tourniquet that would cut off even your blood supply, you would feel that right away. We're talking here about slight compression, enough to make grooves in your skin and red marks, indentations, and that's enough to cut off your lymphatics, which have zero pressure. They're a passive drain system. But it's not enough to cut off the capillaries and the bloodstream. That delivers it under the pressure of the heart. So you have, you know, there's two systems, the lymphatic and the bloodstream. And the bloodstream can deliver the blood,
But the lymphatics, if it can't flush it away, then you'll get edema, which is a medical term for just swelling, fluid-soaked tissue. And that gets stagnant and toxic. And anyway, the literature had other things in the bras, but the whole cancer connection was like this empty hole.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that there was one study done in 1991 by a Harvard team, and they found, they were looking into whether you're left-handed or right-handed, and if that affected breast cancer incidence. I know it's a strange thing to look at, but that's what they
strange.
Looked at.
And yeah, I guess when you're looking at something like that, I mean, which is an epidemic in essence, you know, it's important to consider every factor. But, you know, until, you know, it had been brought up on the show by a caller, I'd never heard of your research. And I admit, and it's something you mentioned in the book, that it's, you know, upon first hearing it's laughable because people don't understand the hows and the whys of the research. And the research is impeccable. Very, very, very thorough, my friend. Kudos to you for that. But this is something I've never heard of before. So it is kind of surprising to me that they would address left-handedness or right-handedness in conjunction with breast cancer, but not about the garments that are typically, you know, on the breast, you know, 90% of the time.
Well, they've even looked at seatbelts going across your body and compressing. And, you know, people after mastectomies, after they remove the breast, they know that you better be careful and not wear a tight bra because it's going to affect your lymphatics. I mean, it's a real no-brainer, but they didn't really want to look at it because it doesn't make money for anyone, and there's two huge industries here. The bra industry is as powerful as the cigarette industry. They're huge.
Really?
And, oh, yes. Multi-billions of dollars. Think about how many women buy lingerie year. They buy how many every year? And you multiply that times women around the world. And then you consider all the fashion, the garments that are designed for a bra look, so you need to wear the bras. And it's incredible. It's such a cultural thing. That's why we call these a culturogenic disease. It's generated by the culture. And it isn't so simple as, you know, it's not so obvious because it's so culturally embedded that you take it for granted. Just like the Chinese must have taken their foot binding for granted. I mean, you just do it. Why do you do it? I mean, I'm moving ahead in the story of talking to women about this, but we decided we would do a study. And our first thing was Soma got rid of her bra. And she felt a little weird at first, but she got used to it, and her breast started feeling a lot better. She drank fresh water. We live in Hawaii at that point. And we were just getting just clean food and a healthy lifestyle. And get rid of the cause, which we thought would be the bra, and see what happened.
Yeah.
And with 3 months, her lump was gone. Now, I can't say it was a tumor or a cyst. However, I've heard from women now, since we've been doing this 12 years, since Dress to Kill came out, and I've had a lot of publicity in the beginning and actually ever since, and it's growing and growing and growing. But women tell me that their tumors, I mean, the doctors had diagnosed tumors, they got rid of their bra, and their tumors went away. Other women will say it with cysts. We did a study, which was like a survey, which is very similar to the kind of thing that happened for cigarettes when they were first discovered to be a problem back in the 30s, and that was ignored for 30 years because doctors smoke, you know, doctors prefer Camel was a big ad, and there was a real sense in the public like, oh, it's supposed to be good for you. So they never wanted to question cigarettes, and they thought that was absurd in the beginning to think a cigarette can cause lung cancer. Ridiculous. Now we look at it, it's like, of course, if you take smoke in your lungs, it's going to cause a problem. But then it was so accepted and so chic and that everyone was doing it, even your doctor. Well, female doctors are wearing bras. They haven't questioned this either. So we wanted to know, do women who have cancer, breast cancer, they develop breast cancer, do they have a history of wearing bras tighter and longer than women who don't have breast cancer in the past behaviors? Like, what could have led to this? And we asked some questions about women's attitudes and behaviors towards their breasts and bras. Were they sensitive to the red marks? Did they have red marks in indentations? And if they did they care? What was their attitude? And we found that there was a really interesting, clear distinction between these two groups, the cancer group and the non-cancer. And we did this on about 5,000 women interviewed, about half of them had breast cancer, across five major U.S. cities. New York to San Francisco. And we found that women who have a history of breast cancer wear their bras longer and tighter. And Almost none of them were bra-free, and a lot of them slept with their bras.
Mm-hmm.
24-hour, 24/7 constriction. A lot of men do that with their underwear. They wear their underwear to bed constantly, while some women wear their bras to bed constantly. And they think because of a myth that the bra will prevent breast sagging, which is the opposite, actually. Even the bra industry admits it doesn't.
Really?
But they like that urban legend, yeah.
I didn't know that.
If you wear a support, the girdle did this. They used to sell girdles by saying if you want to have a tight tummy, then wear a girdle for support. But the problem was if you wear this girdle, your stomach abdominal muscles get weak because you're relying on the girdle. So you take the girdle off and you're flabby. You got to keep the girdle on to keep that tone, to keep that toned look. But if you don't do it on your own body muscles, you know, using your own musculature, and you use this artificial harness or support, your body becomes reliant on it. So
yeah, but how much muscle is there in the breast tissue? I mean,
it's not a muscle thing. It's a ligament thing. But there is some tone. The skin has a tone. There are some muscles in the skin, thin musculature, and the ligaments themselves develop tone. And the chest muscles also do help to some degree. Women who get rid of their bras, a percentage of them have reported to us that their breast actually toned up and got firmer within about 6 months. Because their breast with the bra, they're full of fluid and they're painful and sore usually, and usually more at the period when a woman has a period, because when a woman has a period, her estrogen level goes up, the hormone estrogen. Estrogen causes fluid retention, and so all of their cells swell, their whole body swells, and it's actually a flushing mechanism. It's a cleansing process.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're wearing a bra, the same bra all month, and during that time of the month when their breasts are actually swollen from estrogen, the bra is going to be tighter and more painful. And that's when women feel these cysts even more evident during the times of their period. And when they get rid of their bra, that sort of doesn't happen anymore. It's absolutely amazing. They did a study on this in England that they aired. Two doctors did it. They had women go bra-free, 100 women. It was done for Channel 4 with the BBC, and it aired on Channel 4 in the year 2000. It was called Bras, the Bare Facts. And these women documented, like, their lives changed. It was such a transformation. They would be in pain 1 to 2 weeks out of every month because of their periods, that they couldn't even lift their children up. They were just in excruciating pain. And getting rid of their bra, it was like transformed their lives. They were just so blessed, they felt, to be part of that study.
Hmm.
And it went all around the British Commonwealth. It was, like, completely suppressed in the United States.
Yeah.
And then this is headlines in England, and then they had a follow-up headline saying, no, it's not breast cancer. I was in that documentary, actually, and they had other doctors theorizing why bras might cause breast cancer, because it also heats the breast. Besides the lymphatic blockage, it makes the breast warmer, and that often is associated with tissue dysfunction when you heat it up above normal levels. And others suggested even the underwire might act like a slave antenna picking up EMFs. And,
yeah, I actually speculated on that the first time I'd heard about this.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been paying attention to all this, and certainly when you start looking into the electromagnetic frequencies and the harmful effects that people have when they're near power lines and whatnot, I actually wondered that specifically. And that's one of the questions I was actually going to pose to you. Because, well, first things first, I want to highlight this. What you have brought out is a series of examples about restrictive clothing in the lymphatic system. So that means that for all of our male listeners out there tonight, who maybe are just tuning in because we're talking about breasts, which is always exciting, certainly, they may also need to be paying attention, because in addition to the fact that everybody has, you know, a mom or a sister or a girlfriend or a grandma or an aunt or somebody, a daughter maybe, that they care about, and this is important to them, it also affects males as well, although, of course, there is very few garments maybe that males wear that are as consistently constrictive as women are with their bras. So I see what you're saying there. So that's an important point.
Well, men wear briefs, but they wear those tight jockeys, you know.
Sure.
Not but the underwear, you know.
Yes.
It's very tight. It holds the testicles up really tight. And then if you sit and cross your legs, I mean, there's constriction like crazy that causes all sorts of problems. We've also looked at other things there's so many lifestyle issues that people don't think about, like your position in bed. That's another one of our big research topics. I don't want to get too much into that, but if you're leaning on your breast in this case, or even on your crotch if you're on your side, or sleeping on your belly, I mean, imagine a woman all day, she's in her bra.
Yeah.
Women, they can't wait to take them off when they get home.
Yeah.
But women, they know how uncomfortable it is. Like, the first thing they do is whip off their bra. Well, if they don't, they wear it 18 hours a day, which the 18-hour bra was one of the most popular Playtex models, right? 18 hours a day of constriction. You take that off, then you go to bed and you lie on your breast.
Mm.
Well, that's going to cut it off some more.
Yeah.
So how you even sleep and lean on your body are lifestyle issues that we look at that people take for granted. Like, you don't even think about what you're doing when you're sleeping.
That's true.
So we spend 8 hours a day doing that. A third of our lives are spent unconscious, leaning on parts of our body with our head down. And we talk about all of those effects in our book, another book that we've done. And there's so many things. I really encourage people to go to our website at selfstudycenter.org because it goes into all of these issues. And let me get back to what we did. So we did our study. We tried notifying the breast cancer experts about this. They completely ignored us. And we found significant difference. If you are a bra-free woman, you basically have the incidence of breast cancer as a man. If you wear a bra over 12 hours a day, it jumps up like crazy to where you start having the difference between a woman who wears a bra 18.4 hours a day is over 100 times increased incidence of breast cancer as a bra-free woman.
Sid, let me jump in here quickly, if you don't mind. Short break, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest, Sid Singer. Stay with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Like I have died or something.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, talent of hour number two already. Don't worry, still plenty of time left with our special guest tonight. Of course, his book, Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras, the website that he mentioned earlier and I mentioned at the beginning of the interview is www.selfstudycenter.org. Sid Singer, welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm very much enjoying this and certainly learning a lot. By all means, please proceed if you'd like. I certainly have lots of questions for you, and I know that the callers would probably love to get in here as well.
Well, I guess I'm sort of at the point of my story of where we released our we tried getting attention from the cancer industry, even women's groups. We were ignored. They didn't want to even deal with it, just blanket ignored. And we felt the only way to get this out to the public would be in book form. So we wrote our book, Dress to Kill, and at the time there was an excellent alternative health publisher, Avery, a publishing group out of in New York, that took the book. And then what happened was that was in 1995. In about 1998, there was a really, I don't know how many of your listeners know about this. It's something that people don't really talk about, but I experienced because I was in the middle of this issue. Mm-hmm. The alternative health movement was sort of bought out. You know, it was making a lot of money, a lot of alternative health books, and health food stores were burgeoning. Mm-hmm. And there was a buyout of the publishers and the magazines.
Wow.
And co-opted by orthodox medicine. You know, the whole complementary medicine thing is a way of taking alternative medicine and bringing it back into orthodox medicine. And Penguin Putnam, a big, big publisher, just a little tentacle on a huge octopus, bought out Avery and pretty much destroyed the entire distribution. They didn't give me back my book's publication rights. So they held Dress to Kill despite my request. I wanted the book back. I didn't, you know, I wanted to distribute it, and they weren't distributing it. They were, like, keeping it very undercover. People were asking for it, and they were being told it's out of print. And for 3 years, I asked for Dress to Kill back, and I couldn't get it back. And, you know, you could be the author of a book and have a copyright, but whoever publishes your book has distribution rights. You can't just start printing your own book. So I finally got rights back in late 2001. And then we started publishing it ourselves to make sure that it stays out there.
It's amazing.
And throughout all of this, it's been such a fascinating experience. The first thing that happened that kept this alive was that women who were concerned, and this is so intuitively obvious, you know, they took off their bras. And they found they felt so much better. That fibrocystic breast disease should be called tight bra syndrome. And it, knowing how much a bra can impact on breast health confirms the cancer idea. Now, I think there needs to be follow-up studies if medicine wants to get into this further, which they, of course, should. But, again, this is prevention, not treatment. There's no money to make. Therefore, they haven't gotten any funding. I mean, funding comes from drug companies or the government, which is run by the drug companies, and no one is going to make money on bras causing breast cancer. You would think the bra industry would have looked at this right away because they want to know if their product, you know, they have liability. Look at the tobacco industry, how much billions they've had to pay out because they knew that cigarettes were bad. Well, the bra industry, I've heard from insiders, have suspected underwires for decades, that they were causing breast cancer. So when we came out with this, the Intimate Apparel Council, which is a trade association for the lingerie industry in the United States, they threatened my publisher in 1995 with a lawsuit if he would publish.
Wow.
He said, go ahead, sue me. I'd love the publicity. They didn't sue, but it ended up that they were my nemesis all the way. And now the bra industry they do fundraising on their bra sales and give it to breast cancer research. They started in England, the British Fashion Council, which is the equivalent there. They started a Breakthrough Breast Cancer Foundation, which
Sid,
is fun.
I'm sorry to interrupt. We have another break. Folks, please stay with us. We're back in 90 seconds.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years.